La la la, I'm minding my own business, tickled with myself that I had my tires rotated. Just started the new Leanne Moriarty book, a lovely summer day at Rotso Beach, inside with the air conditioner on 65 while it's 99 degrees and 2,000% humidity outside. I might even get crafty and knit a koozie for my father's thunder mug. And who declared that it is now perfectly appropriate to wear white after Labor Day, after years of it not being appropriate? La la la. Then lo and behold, I look up and see two uniformed police officers on my porch staring at me through the window. So much for my lackadaisical, uneventful day. I invited them in, apologizing profusely for the mountains of my self-help books on the floor and the hospital bed in the middle of my room. I have no clue why they're there, so I played the senior varsity sympathy card just in case. Apparently, the sea turtle nest in my backyard had been disturbed, and these officers thought perhaps my precious puppy, Maybelline, was involved. I zing Maybelline a death stare just in case. Then I fall all over myself, groveling and apologizing as if the crime did occur. We have always loved sea turtles, witnessed many a hatching, and always closed our blinds when the turtle volunteers asked us to. When we adopted Maybelline from the pound, she exuded an angelic aura with adoring brown eyes. In 3 years, not one shoe has been chewed and no bathroom accidents committed. Now I'm faced with the possibility that our precious pup is allegedly a murderer. A previously scheduled egg count was to occur that very evening to determine if the eggs were missing or damaged. I gave my contact information to the police and began the excruciating wait for the official verdict from the turtle egg count. Oh yeah, there's one nugget of information that you should be aware of so that you can feel my pain. He said that if an egg is missing or damaged, the fee per egg was $10,000 each. Daddy pipes up, $10,000 for an unhatched egg? How much for a real live bunny? He likes a bunny. Nests can have up to 100 eggs, so all I heard was debtor's prison. I have a rainy day fund, but it never occurred to me to start a sea turtle murder contingency plan / Maybelline defense fund. Not knowing how this was going to go down, Maybelline was packed up and whisked away under the cloak of darkness into the alleged PERP animal protection program. She might be a dancing polar bear in a Mongolian circus by now. I have been hiding in the attic, anticipating being homeless, carless, and having to exist on Maybelline's leftover dog food. Eventually, 6 weeks go by, and no news is good news. I guess I shouldn't have worried so much. Maybelline is very particular about her endangered species. She only eats manatees and bald eagles.